This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlinker. Bluegrass and brass are on the same bill tomorrow at the Emmanuel Bible Foundation Summer Concert at Broadview Mansion in Normal. The Normal-based bluegrass quintet Illinois Rail opens the show at 4 p.m. Band members Clay Dixon and Cliff Anglin stop by the GLT studios to talk about that with John Norton. Anglin says Illinois Rail's first gig as a bluegrass gospel band was on a riverboat in Peoria.
I don't think everybody was interested in hearing all gospel music, but we did a lot of instrumental stuff.
You're drinking too. In gospel on the riverboat?
Yeah. But we played traditional bluegrass too that we threw together, but we'd only been together a couple weeks, so mostly we'd been working on gospel stuff.
That being said, Cliff and I have played together for 40 years. In various bands, the two of us. And we have pegged with Doug since he was 12 years old in various bands. So we've played together a long time. Dave and Peg, we just started playing with them about 13 years ago. Dave and Peg Shippert.
And that's how Illinois Rail sort of came together then?
That's when the band came together about 12, 13 years ago. Yeah.
So does the band itself have a mission?
Share our gifts. That's really our goal, to have a good time. We're really good friends, and we enjoy ourselves, and we try to project that on stage. We're having a good time, and hopefully the crowd picks up on that. And whether they're bluegrass fans or not, they will enjoy our performance because we're enjoying it.
There has been a revival of roots music in this country over the last probably decade or so. It's really, whether it's bluegrass, Americana, other kind of roots music, whatever you want to call it. Do you have any idea what has spurred that?
Not specifically. Bluegrass music, as long as we've been in it, it goes in waves. My opinion is that it's fun. And it's, you don't have to have amplifiers. You don't have to have a bunch of stuff. You can sit around a campfire at night and play music and have a good time. That's one reason I have stayed with it. I just really enjoy it.
Daddy's shed was holding on to yesterday.
I think that enjoyment just spreads.
Old tires, cans, trunks, and jars, and a fork made for hay.
Well, let me throw a similar idea past you. I have been programming jazz and blues music for a long, long time. And for a long, long time, there was this huge argument about what is really blues and what is really jazz, right? I mean, you had these purists who rejected bringing new elements into the genre. Is there a similar conversation that is ongoing in bluegrass as I was describing jazz and blues?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there are pure traditionalists that don't want anything to do with... they're very indignant. It's Flat and Scruggs, Ralph Stanley, or nothing. And there are jamgrass people that are wanting to take it out to the edge. And I think those groups are what is drawing the youth more into it. Because traditional bluegrass is not everybody's taste, I'll admit. High, nasally tenor voices, not everybody can get behind that. So myself, I love the traditional bluegrass. But I do appreciate the fact that younger people are coming into it by way of artists like Sam Bush, Molly Tuttle, who's very popular right now.
Oh,
her
was
music
on
is incredible.
World Cafe the other night.
And she's bringing people into the music that same way as Sierra Hull. Mm-hmm. Her mandolin playing is amazing. More on the edge. Very capable of playing traditional music, but on the edge. And I think that draws the younger musicians in. They're attracted to that.
Gary and Cliff with Illinois Rail, our guest here on GLT Sound Ideas. I guess you could stretch back to your other groups or whatever, but what's been the most memorable moments or the coolest gig that you guys have done? That's something that really sticks out.
Well, the coolest gig that comes to my mind right away is with Gary and I got to play with Jesse McReynolds, who's a famous mandolin player. He was playing with another band I was sitting in with down in Monticello at the Little Ryman, they call it. They were going to be able to get him and his son-in-law and granddaughter, I think. But he needed a backup band. So this other band said, yeah, they could back him up. So I got to play, and the guitar player couldn't do it. So Gary played guitar for Jesse McReynolds. And since he plays mandolin, I played dobro. One song I got a mandolin out and got to play with him without his permission. I just kind of opened it up. But anyway, that was a highlight, one of the highlights.
One of the fun things that we did in our a band we played in for about 15 years, Bluegrass Cracker Jacks, we were able to play the music for a play at Conklin Dinner Theater. That was a melodrama they put on. We did the music for a little over a year. Every Tuesday night we played that, and that was fun. Chance Conklin had seen us play one of the Brown Bagot concerts downtown, our band, and this was a year or so before he was going to produce this show, but he'd seen us, and he approached us about doing a show over there, and it's something we've never done. We don't read music. We didn't have a clue, but we went in. We had a great time. It was a long learning curve rehearsing the play, but we did a show, a dinner hour show, and then we played the music for the play, and it was fun.